Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival. I'm in company of Andreas Dresen, director of As We Were Dreaming, in competition here at the Berlinale. So my first feeling about your film is that you wanted to focus deeply on the subject of youth. Futon have like strong grounds and reference points. Was that your intention?
Of course, because it was a very, very special time. You know, it's in these early 90s, the old world was vanished. So it was like dancing on the ruins of the old system. The old rules of the old system were not there anymore. New rules were not to be seen. So everything seemed possible for these young guys. And even the parents and the teachers had their own problems, so they had to reorganize their whole life. So for that reason, they couldn't manage to take care of their children. And so it was a time when the aquarium was thrown into the ocean, and then you had the possibility to swim, you know. But in the ocean, sometimes there are bigger fish. And it can be dangerous to be there. And step by step, the boys in our film have to learn about the rules of this new system.
Well, it must be painful.
It is painful, but this is the way of growing up. It's of course, it is also kind of coming-of-age story, and that's what happens to everybody of us, I think. So if we are getting older, as children, we maybe think that the world is totally open for us and everything is possible. And freedom means that we can do whatever we want. But of course, that's not true. And then the parents say, okay, you can do that, but that is forbidden. Yeah? And so step by step, you have to learn. And later on, you find yourself in a situation when you are totally adapted to the world of the adults, and adapted to the society as well. Of course, you could say this is sad, but it's a part of the game, I think, and it happens everywhere, every time, all over the world, for everybody of us. And maybe for that reason we are sometimes so sentimental when we are looking back into our own childhood, when the world was clear and open, and now we have to function in a way.
Your movie sort of reminded me of Silent Country, your first film, that was set in the same moment of German history, but this one shows a different point of view. Can you comment on that?
So Silent Country is straight about that time. You know, it was my first movie, and I came into the film business with this experience in background, that the whole old system where I grew up broke down, and now I had to step into something else. And of course, it is useful if you create your first movie. It is useful to speak about something you know very well. And everybody of us, when we made this film, had this experience in our mind. And this was interesting, but the film was, I think, much too early. Nobody wanted to know something about that in these years. These Germans had their own problems with adapting into the new society. The West Germans had the feeling this has nothing to do with us. So I was there with the film, and nobody was interested. Now it is a kind of documentary, I think, because it's so close to the real situation, and we had a lot of feelings connected with that real situation, even the actors when we did that. But I had the feeling in the 90s, I did a second and third trial to speak about East Germany in the 90s, but it never worked. And so I stopped doing that. So I had the feeling that maybe the German society was not ready to speak about what happened in these years and what happened in East Germany as well. It took some years, and it started with some more or less nice comedies, but it worked. Then came The Life of the Others, which was a worldwide success, I think. But especially this film was for me like kind of Hollywood production. It has nothing to do with reality in East Germany. And I became more and more angry that now in some schools in Germany it is used to show the young people how we lived in East Germany, and that is so stupid. And I said, okay, maybe I should raise my voice again and make another trial to speak about that. And at this time I read Clement's novel, and for me it opened a new point of view on that time, and on the other hand it opened for me a new point of view on filmmaking as well, because it was so much stronger, darker, faster, slower, brighter than everything I made before. And so that was of course interesting for me, because you always want to develop yourself as a filmmaker as well and try something else. And for me it is totally boring to do again and again the same film, so and this was really challenging.
What did you change of Clement Meyer's novel? If you changed something, and what did you leave behind and you didn't include in the adaptation?
So, of course, we had to rearrange the whole novel. It's 500 pages, and of course you have to cut a lot of scenes away, because you have to pack the whole thing in 2 hours of film, and of course film works in a totally different way than literature, and so we had to change a lot of things, and we had to change even the structure of the novel. The structure of the novel is not chronological at all. It's chaotic in an artistic way, but of course that doesn't work in a film. And so we had to reorganize the things a little bit. But what we always wanted to keep the atmosphere, the darkness, the tenderness, the wildness of the novel, and that was important. And fortunately, Clemens totally agreed. He was always with us and supported us, because he said, "Take it, do whatever you want. You are professionals. You will do the right thing with that." And I was very excited when he came into the editing room to see the film for the first time. I said, "Oh my God! I hope he will like that." But he really got into our film, and I think he likes our adaptation.
I was thinking, I did this thing for the Italian TV, where I kind of thought about your film, and I sort of had people in the street. If they thought that there were some elements that could that whole teenagers from every generation could have in common, and that's sort of an inspiration that I got from your film, because despite it being set in a very specific moment of history, you can still relate to it, even if you didn't experience that particular moment in time. I don't know if that was only my feeling, or if that there was an intention in your directing.
Yeah, great, exactly. That's what I had always the feeling of that, because it's, I think, if you grew up, it's everywhere in the world the same thing. You have to adapt. What I said before, and for that reason, it was interesting to have a screenplay writer like Wolfgang Kohlhase, who comes from another generation, because he grew up on the ruins of this city after World War II. He's 84 now, and he's an amazing guy. He's a part of East German film history, and I found it always interesting that somebody else comes, and he has other experiences with growing up in difficult times. But of course, that makes it more universal, and these young people, they are running their discotheque, and then somebody comes, and they are happy for a moment. They fulfill their own dreams, and then somebody comes and said, "Okay, you can do whatever you want here, but the market is ours." And so that means you have to follow some rules, and if you don't understand, we will beat you. And so you have to adapt. And that's a sad city, the sad thing about growing up all over the world, I think, and it's understandable all over the world. That makes me a little bit sad, but on the other hand, the nice thing is that there are always young people. And there are always people who try to check out the borders of our societies, and sometimes they overwhelm the borders of our societies. And this is the one and only way to develop, you know, because if no one asks questions about what's going on here, then nothing will happen. Then the elder. Einzunehmen. If the younger generation doesn't overtake the society, then it will always stay the same. So, but we have to develop. Your seats now. Yeah. Okay. She said, "Be quiet. Don't."
Thank you so much, Andrea Stresen, for being here with us on Fred Free Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from Berlin International Film Festival, the 65th edition, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.